Kev's mum eyed us both. "Okay, but no fooling around," she muttered as she turned up the television. Neighbours was on for the next half hour, and total silence would be demanded. Looking at my dad's temperatures, we snuck out the back door. Long last, we had permission to spend the night camping, even if it was just at the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bags. The sun had already dipped over the horizon. Kev turned on his torch and we stared out at the garden. The house lit up like glowing like yellow pumpkins. However, at the bottom end of the garden, it was getting darker and darker, as if we were sinking into a deep pit. Stars came out like silver studs, and the moon cast an eerie silver glow. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the tent flap, and then we chatted for a while. I could see my digital watch giving off a strange glow. It had luminous numbers, which meant sometimes you could see them in the dark. Kev just told me about a joke about a man and a dog that wore brown shoes when first we heard it. A strange scratching noise coming from outside the tent. We froze. What on earth could it be? Then it came again. Something or someone was moving alongside the tent towards the entrance. It was making a scraping noise like someone whose last rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do was lie there waiting. Terrified, we ducked into the deep end of our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Then Kev really surprised me. Cautiously, he reached his arm out to pull the tent flap. There was a sudden rush of cold air, and we stared out. Kev's torch flickered on. The torch stabbed the darkness, and then it picked out the intruder like a spotlight. It was a hedgehog. Taking one look at us with its black button eyes, it sniffed and trembled up the garden, snorting like a fat waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum treated us to bacon and eggs. "All right, where are you, Kev?" she asked, spreading butter onto our toast. "No props," we replied, as if it had been plain sailing. Kev's mum looked at Kev again and lifted an eyebrow. I could see she wasn't fooled.